Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Friday, November 30th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today we'll be looking at meeting minutes from the Federal Reserve, why Twitter shares are down, and a guilty plea from U.S. President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Then the FT's Olaf Storbeck reports from Frankfurt, where Deutsche Bank's offices were raided by government officials yesterday morning. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day. The Federal Reserve is gearing up for another quarter-point rise in interest rates in December. Yesterday, the Fed released minutes from its last meeting in early November. The minutes showed that almost all policymakers expected to push through more gradual rate rises if inflation stays near 2% and unemployment stays low. Officials stressed that policy was not on a preset course of tightening, and that they would move to a more flexible approach and react quickly to incoming economic data. The main U.S. stock indices ended a three-day winning streak after investors digested the meeting minutes. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed in the red at the end of trading in New York. Investors are also focusing on U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping this weekend at the G20 summit. But analysts are not expecting a major breakthrough between the two countries in the ongoing trade war.
I'm Mamtha Bhadkar, a reporter on Fast FT. So Twitter shares fell about 4.4% on Thursday. In intraday trading, it had fallen as much as 9% before trimming back some of those losses. And basically, what seemed to have spooked investors were just rumblings that conservatives may be boycotting the social media platform. That comes amid a Politico report that pointed out that Fox News hasn't tweeted since November 8th. And that's because of a silent protest over at Fox after Tucker Carlson's home address was released on the microblogging site. And so this has sort of raised fears that conservatives are going to boycott Twitter. It wasn't immediately clear that it was these reports that were driving the share price move, but those were the sort of rumblings you heard about Twitter today. There was no analyst report that came out. There was no major release from Twitter itself. So Twitter already faces concerns about shrinking user growth. It's already seen two back-to-back quarters of declining user growth. And it's already warned that it expects the number of users to decline once again in the fourth quarter.
That's Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, leaving a courthouse in New York City yesterday. Mr. Cohen is charged with making a false statement to Congress. It's part of the ongoing investigation by Robert Mueller into the Trump campaign's alleged connections to Russia. Mr. Cohen pleaded guilty to lying about the work he did for Mr. Trump on a Moscow real estate deal. And he admitted that discussions about the development continued well into the 2016 presidential campaign. According to the criminal information, Mr. Cohen discussed the Moscow project with Mr. Trump on more occasions than he had previously told Congress, and that he had briefed Mr. Trump's family members within the Trump organization. Mr. Trump spoke about his former lawyer to reporters yesterday.
He was convicted of various things unrelated to us. He was given a fairly long jail sentence, and he's a weak person. What he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence.
Mr. Cohen has already pleaded guilty to campaign finance charges brought by federal prosecutors in New York. And here's something you might want to know more about. The turmoil at Deutsche Bank continues. Shares in the German lender have lost almost half their value since the beginning of the year. In April, investors watched a leadership battle when the board replaced chief executive John Kreyan with Christian Sieving. Regulators have scrutinized the bank even more this year. Most recently, Deutsche has been implicated in Danske Bank's money laundering scandal. The FT's Olaf Storbeck reports from the bank's headquarters in Frankfurt. They were the site of a dramatic scene on Thursday morning.
Yeah, so actually it was quite a show. So there was about 12 police cars with the emergency lights flashing coming up there at around 10 a.m. in the morning. And overall, about 170 police officers raided five different office buildings at Deutsche Bank, including the headquarters. and one private home of an employee. In the headquarters, they also raided the senior management floor, while the investigators stressed that the people under investigation are not members of the executive board. They are actually two employees, both the managing directors at Deutsche Bank, who are subject to an investigation, and a few other unnamed suspects.
So what are officials looking for in this case?
The suspicion is that Deutsche Bank basically helped clients to transfer money from illegal activities on accounts run by Deutsche Bank unit on the British Virgin Islands. This case is basically linked to the Panama Papers and the offshore leaks, both kind of famous cases, one in 2013, one in 2016, of leaked documents on financial transactions in tax havens. These documents suggest that while Deutsche Bank dealt in tax havens, and apparently the key suspicion or accusation against Deutsche Bank employees is that they didn't flag transactions to the authorities, which were apparently rather clearly dubious or suspicious, and the banks under money laundering laws have a legal obligation to flag those transactions to the authorities, and this didn't happen.
And what else do we know about this investigation?
Two things are really interesting about this. One is that the time horizon where those transactions happened spans from 2013 to 2018. This suspicious activity allegedly has been going on, which is quite remarkable, as Deutsche Bank has been under increased scrutiny from regulators on their money laundering processes for a long time. And in September, the German regulator openly in a public statement called them to step up their procedures and also installed an external supervisor, which will be monitoring Deutsche Bank's progresses in improving money laundering procedures for the next 3 years, and will report back to the German regulator, which is quite an unusual and unprecedented step in Germany.
What exactly do we know about the details of these transactions?
So what we also know is that these transactions happened in Deutsche Bank's private wealth division. This division was co-headed by Christian Sewing, the current CEO, until he was promoted CEO in April. There's so far no indication that he was personally involved in anything.
So what's next in this investigation?
Yeah, the raid is expected to continue today. So it's quite a big and comprehensive raid. So the next step for the prosecution will be to sift through all those documents which they took from Deutsche, which will probably take quite a long time. I mean, the investigation apparently started in August this year. But obviously, for Deutsche, the internal pressure and the pressure from regulators will increase on showing some kind of action on stepping up their procedures.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll have the latest from the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back on Monday for all of the latest business news. The FT News Briefing is produced by Fiona Simon, Amy Keane, and me, Eric Krupke. Our editor is Amelia Mahasik. Robert Shrimsley is editorial director for the Financial Times.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, senior research director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, professor of digital creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.